All right. I hope the audio is better this time. I know some people have been complaining about it in the comments. before I get into this, I just want to say I'm happy to have you back, number one.
Thank you.
Tristan. Number two, to everyone listening, I apologize because I have not been consistent with the podcast, and shame on me for that. And part of the reason is I got kind of overwhelmed with everything that I was doing. So this kind of took just basically a fall off of like my priority list. And I want to tell everybody that I apologize because it's what I shouldn't have done, because ultimately it's something that I really enjoyed doing. I just couldn't find the time to get this done and like all the other things I was doing. So, but I'm telling you right now, this is me telling everyone who's watching to subscribe, to turn on the post notifications, because I'm going to be posting, not like I was before, but I'm going to be posting once a week. And I do have, like, how many do we got? Like eight or nine? Yeah, like eight or nine already done that I just hadn't been uploading. Mm-hmm. so to everyone listening, I will be uploading those consistently every week and doing my best to film with someone at least once every other week. So it should just continue on once a week. So if you guys still want to be a part of it, you still want to listen, then please do. But since our last podcast was one of the most viral podcasts that I did, because it's still amazing to me, right, how in shape you are at the age that you're at.
Thank you.
And everyone, I think, wants to know, after watching that podcast, they still want to know. They'd be like, how did Tristan really get shredded? How did you really do it?
It's a big topic. It's always in the comment section. It's always the questions, right?
Yeah, there's like, I mean, I see it just on the internet in general. People are always like, they're automatically assuming like steroids, right? What is it? Is it some secret that we don't know about?
Secret tip, yeah.
So what is it?
So, I mean, over the years, I've been mastering my diet, mastering my training techniques, learning from like top level bodybuilders, top level athletes, and just doctors over time. So I've sort of fine-tuned my diet and my workouts just so that I'm able to cut the extra body fat that a lot of people can't lose, you know, whether you be at like 7-8% or even up to 10%, and you're just trying to cut that last bit. When you're focusing on your diet, you gotta like understand that each body is different. So if you look at one study, it maybe won't apply to you. So with me, since I eat a ketogenic diet, which is like high fat, moderate protein, low carbs, I've realized that like I'm able to like whatever, maybe since I'm doing so much training load, I'm training maybe two, three times a day, even when I was in Spain for soccer, that I can increase my protein and still be in a state of what they call ketosis and still be losing body fat and maintaining that high level of performance.
Yeah. So, but what's interesting though is that at your age, how old are you now?
I'm 16. Yeah. Turning 17 in August.
You're turning 17 in August. So you're 16 now. Mm-hmm. The thing that's amazing though is that most people who train, it takes them, the fact that you're 16, 17, it takes people years to figure out what works for them.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily saying that like, it's because, I don't know, people think, honestly, I think what happens most people, they do something and then they don't stick to it long enough to know if it works or not. And then they switch because their bro was like, do this, bro, this works better. And then they're like, oh, I'm doing that now. And then they don't stick to that. And then it's like they're bouncing on and off. And they never really find out what actually works. Mm-hmm. So I guess the question is like, then what at such a young age, because you've been doing this now for how long? Like, you've been on social for how long? You've been impressive for...
Like a year. Yeah.
You've been impressive for longer than a year, though.
It started, like, really last January, maybe. That's when it really started to explode up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess the question that I have is, how did you figure it out so quickly?
The training and diet.
Yeah, what works for you?
So, I mean, my two older brothers are both into the training, and I don't know if it was like a...
I just want you to talk closer to the mic. I'm sorry, I just want you... Because I don't want them to fucking be the audio!
Yeah, so I don't know if it was something that I was just lucky and blessed with good genetics for this, that I was able to select the right diet. But I really, like, as soon as I went in. Like, I was driving back from a tournament and, like... for soccer the year before I started doing this diet, and something clicked and I was like, well, I want to take my performance to the next level, and I went all in. So when you're trying to take it to be the best, you have to go all in, or else it's not like, you can't be half and half. especially with a like a diet like ketogenic, where you have to get into this certain state.
It takes time to get into that state.
It takes time to get in that state. So when you're bouncing back and forth, whether it be like cheating or all that, then you're not able to fully get into that state and get that benefit that you want.
Yeah. So, okay. But I guess it's still, I still have this question in my head. I'm like, how did you figure out so quickly what worked for you? Because if you're talking about you did this in a year and a half.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, this shit, it took me a while to be like, oh, this works for me.
I don't know. Like, I just started doing more and more research into it and finding what worked for my body. Because what really clicked with me was when I was feeling, like, clear and I was able to, like, perform at my best.
Mentally
level.
Clear.
Mentally clear, yeah.
Okay.
So when I did more research into the diet and, like, fine-tuned certain things, like, little things you wouldn't know, like, micronutrients, whatever, maybe training techniques, small, like, extremely minute things, that's when you're able to perfect the diet or perfect the training and get the results you want. But when you're jumping from one end of the spectrum, which may be whatever, high carb or whatever it is, high protein, whatever, and you're going to the other end of the spectrum, which is high fat, your body really doesn't know and can't adapt to whatever one it is and
right.
can't grow.
So, okay, we'll talk more about that too, but I want to talk about two things you said. The minute details, what are those? And number two, because this is what it's going to come down to, I think, for people listening.
Yeah.
The fact that you are aware of the simple thing that you said a second ago that, like, some people I don't even think are really aware of it, happening or not happening, that clear-headedness.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember when I first, but this was, I had been lifting since I was like 15 bullshit lifting, 16 more serious, 17 very serious, 18 all the way, like since 17 on, very serious. Mm-hmm. So at like about 18, before I turned 19, I remember being like, I tried intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And I stuck to it, like to the T. And I remember my workouts were always when I was fasting. So I hadn't had any food and I did it in the morning, like full on strength training workouts. Mm-hmm. And I remember that like, oh, damn, I have this, like, this super focus.
Yeah.
But then I think I was just drinking green tea for my pre-workout. There was caffeine, but it wasn't, like, a pre-workout.
Yeah.
It was, back in that day, there really wasn't many pre-workouts.
Yeah, now there's more.
But that, I was drinking green tea because I was reading about the benefits of the EGCG and all this. And then, and I remember that clear-headedness, and I was like, oh, shit, this feels amazing. But my point is, it took me a while to like,
pinpoint that.
To know what that was. Because my thing is, what I'm trying to get you to everyone listening, and what I want to get from you is, how did you learn to be so attentive to your body? Because I think that's one of the number one things when it comes to bodybuilding is, like, listening. How are you how do you feel?
Yeah, I think, like, a lot of people go into the sport thinking, like, well, they may not have the best mental state right then, so they don't really know what, like, the best they can be is. So slowly, like you say, whatever, you decrease this, like, this micronutrient, or increase this micronutrient, decrease the amount of sugar you have, and you see that you physically feel more mentally clear when you're training, when you're working out, when you're just in your daily life, because sometimes it's not always just about being in the gym. Once they see those results, they start...
Wait, you don't live in a gym?
No.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm doing it wrong.
You live in here?
Yeah, there's an extra room, a secret room. You guys got to come to the gym and find out. Find the secret room.
Okay, we'll find it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, I thought you slept in the gym.
No, I don't.
I thought everyone slept like you were born in a gym. The story. That's how the story went.
Oh, that you tell that story?
No, that's how your story. Remember that, like, he was born in a gym? You know how, like, Jesus was born in the stable? You were born in a gym. He just came out, Jack? No?
No.
Okay, shit. That's going around the internet right now. You know how things are on the internet.
I better clear that up, that I wasn't born in the gym.
Yeah, wasn't born in the gym. No. So when do you start to, like, how do you, cause I don't know, it's so personal.
Yeah.
Like, how do you realize, when do you start to realize, oh, this is how I feel? Like, how do you put your finger on it at such a young age is what I'm saying.
So with me, I like instantly, because, okay, so here's the thing. So a lot of people go into the gym and they're just no diet, no training, like no, like, information starting off. So if they go directly into it, it's a huge flip. That's what I did. So when I was with my diet, I was eating like prior to starting the ketogenic diet, like 3 years, like when I started training, really weight training hard, I was eating sugar. I was eating candy. I was eating all of this, you know, just like a normal kid would. But as soon as I flipped,
what's your favorite candy?
I loved Skittles before when I was
nice. I was a Sour Patch guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Sorry, it's a little sidetrack. What's your favorite candy? Yes, my fucking guy. That's what I'm talking about.
Chocolate, just chocolate.
Oh, fuck you. I don't know why. Steve, what's your favorite candy?
Reese's.
God, I don't like... I like Reese's, though. I like Reese's. Because
of peanut butter.
Yo, that's why you fucked those cookies up. That's why he was... He's like... I remember I came... One day he texted me. He's like, yo, can we have this cookie, right? Listen, this is a funny story. Because my boy sent me these, like, crazy cookies. Big cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing cookies. They didn't call, like... Fat, I don't know. Fuck, what's the name of the cookies? Fat... What? Fat and Ugly?
Mm-hmm.
Fat and Ugly, right? Anyways... Steve texts me and he goes, I'm sorry, I'm sidetracking right now, guys. I have to, though. This is important. This cookie story.
From Diet to Cookies.
Yeah, he texts me. He was like, hey, can we have some of this cookie? And I was like, no, because I wanted to eat this cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And he texts me. He's like, oh, there's still some left. Like, he had already had the cookie.
Yeah.
It makes sense, though. It's his favorite candy. It's all good. But chocolate, it's so basic, dude. I think that's why I don't like the answer.
Yeah.
That's okay. Skittles, Sour Patch, fuck yeah. Okay, so, sorry, sidetrack. I'm just trying to learn, we're trying to learn how to, like, because for everyone listening, some people might not even know what to look at, like, how to figure out how they, you know, I think people know how they feel.
Yeah.
Like, people know, like, oh, I feel good or I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, like, those other levels of, like, oh, I noticed that when I eat these things, and this I'm just trying to tell people to be, trying to be more aware of.
Yeah, like,
when you eat an hour later, 2 hours later, how do you feel?
Yeah.
Like, so, do you feel clearer? So when did you start this?
When I started doing that, it was when I really, like when I started feeling, noticing how I was feeling better, was when I started, like, tracking each thing. And I know it's seems pretty
all in. It's OCD.
It seems pretty all in, right?
But, yeah.
I mean, I was like, set from the beginning that I was going to do this, and if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. So I was tracking each thing, and, like, I think that the key is when you're starting is implementing certain things, just small things, like saying, okay, so for this day, I'm going to add a little bit of more sodium before my workout. You see if the pump is better, right? And then maybe the next day, you're saying, like, okay, I'm going to have a little bit less carbohydrates today, and I'm going to drop them down and increase my protein. And then you see how you feel that day, how your sleep is, you know, how you're feeling, how your mental clarity is. And those little details are what make the big difference. When I started when I went off sugar, which was what I was talking about with the diet,
yeah,
I went full flip, right? So obviously, when I go full flip, I feel a huge difference because my body is like, well, at first it's like, whoa, like, what's going on? And I'm trying to find, like, sugar to run off of. And then all of a sudden I'm flipping to using fats or the glucose to run off of. So my body goes into a little bit of a state of shock. And what helped me with that little adaptation period, I guess, where most people fail because they're not able to push past that point where they feel a little bit shitty.
Yeah, because, like, what's happening is, like, your brain is the one thing in your body that needs to run off of sugar.
Yeah.
So it needs to convert through, like, gluconeogenesis. Mm-hmm, it needs to convert other, like, fats or proteins into sugar for your brain to use.
Yeah, it's finding
And for people are, like, that's the awkward phase. I think it's, like, for 1 to 2 weeks in of, like, trying that diet,
yeah,
your body finally flips and is like, okay, now it's starting to make sense for me. But that feels... just so you guys, if you ever try it, like, once you start to get into it, you'll know if you start to get into it, because, like, you just feel weird. You feel kind of sluggish. You feel kind of, like, cloudy.
Yeah.
But then on the other side of that, you're like, oh, shit.
It's completely clear. Yeah.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
So, with that flip, what was I going to say?
No, because, how you got through it, right?
Yeah. So, a lot of people don't realize that, obviously, when you're depriving yourself of sugar, you're going to find another, you need to find another resource to run off of. Like, your body's not just going to run off nothing, and it feels like it's almost chasing to find some fuel source.
Yeah.
So when you're running off of, like, of fats and you finally get that flip, it's like your body's finally adapted. And the little micronutrients and stuff, your body may be getting them from the sugary foods that you're eating at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you, I don't know, if you're having burgers and stuff, you're still getting the sodium, right? And when you flip to what I'm doing, which is eating high fat, your body's flushing sodium and water so fast that you actually need to increase your sodium. And that's why some people don't feel as good during this period, because their sodium's actually low. And then once they finally realize that they're able to get that with the fats, they just increase their sodium. They feel way more clear.
Yeah, I think that could be people's biggest some of people's biggest problems when they go into this, just changing their diet in general. But it's also, like, especially for keto.
Mm-hmm.
People, I don't know why this happens, but I know I came, when I tried keto, I came from a higher carb diet, and I was like, oh, okay, I want to try this.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped out all my carbs, like, damn near nothing.
Yeah.
But then I didn't increase my fat enough.
Yeah.
And so, I didn't. So then I was like, I was just running off of protein.
Yeah.
And my body was like, oh, I hate this. And I just felt foggy all the time. Mm-hmm. So when you cut you cut your carbs down, obviously you have to increase your fat.
Yeah.
So how much fat do you have?
So with keto, generally speaking, like, so if you're not a high performance athlete, ketogenic diet's usually 70% fat and then like 20% protein and then 5% carbs, which is like nothing.
So main fat sources you eat.
Yeah. So I'll have like lots of red meats that will have like fatty steaks and ribeyes and stuff like that. So so I can get the fats, and then for other stuff you can have like avocados.
Avocado.
So,
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. So like, since with people that aren't high performance athletes or who are just like may not be doing like super, super intense, like the highest of intensities, that would be good. But as I've learned is that, well, one, I'm still growing, right? I'm still 16 years
old. Yeah, you got taller since I last seen you.
Yeah, so I've increased my protein because I realized that I still need that for fuel, for rebuilding, for the amount of training that I'm doing and all of that. And I'm still remaining in a state of ketosis due to like the high level of training and the continuous training and efficiency of using the ketones.
So you think the normal person, I don't know why I say it like that, but someone who's not as a high performance athlete, because you, when I say high performance, like you fucking play soccer, which we'll talk about in a second. Yeah. Like you play soccer at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And like to maintain the muscle mass you have and play soccer, you need it. That's a lot of activity. Mm-hmm. That's very high performance. So let's say someone who's like just trying to start out, and they just train in the gym, maybe not as much cardio-intensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think they should put their fats?
Their fats? That's where I was saying that you want to increase your fats to like 70, 75%, because that's just the general rule. And then at the beginning, increasing your fats and just keeping your protein like at a moderate state is good, because then that pushes you into the state of ketosis. And then slowly, that's what I was talking about with adapting, is that you need to learn your body, because what they call a protein threshold is like how much protein you can have while staying in a state of ketosis or being able to use the ketones efficiently. So maybe at the beginning, your protein's lower, but then you learn, okay, well, while I'm training, my body needs more protein to rebuild and refuel, so I'm going to add in this amount of protein and just continue on until you basically reach a point where you feel, okay, it's too much protein.
This is the thing that I keep, it's like, because I'm not a fucking scientist when it comes to this. I'm not claiming to be an expert. I just know, I know how it works.
Yeah.
I may not know every detail exactly how or why it works, but the thing that I think is, I keep coming back to for everyone listening, because I don't think everyone listening is like, damn, I'm going to become a scientist and like figure out exactly these details.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing that's most important that you keep saying, that I know that I want to reiterate right now, is like, you have to listen. You have to learn. The most important thing is learning how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like learning like the triggers, like when do you feel good at this time of the day? Do you feel good at this time of the day? So is there a way that you track that? Because it for anything to work, right, you need to, like I said, you can't bounce around. You can't be like, oh, I'm going to try this and then try that. You have to gradually, like, do some sort of increase.
Time,
yeah. Yeah, and you have to be like, but time is crazy, because time for me and time for you can be completely different. And time for everyone else in the room, obviously it's the same. We're talking about seconds or time in a day. But time for me, let's say it takes me 3 days to, like, try eating in a certain fashion to get a result versus someone to eat, you know, in 5-6 days to get the same result.
Exactly.
So it's, you gotta have patience and you gotta pay attention. What did you pay attention to? Like, did you write down anything?
I use like a, I don't know if you use it, the FitPal app. So that's, it's like you just calculate. It just holds like all the stats for like your macros, your micronutrients and all that. So at the beginning, I was really intensive about seeing what's in each of the foods, so that, and then tracking that, and then seeing, adjusting time of day that I eat. So with keto, it's like you eat till you're satiated and you eat when you're hungry. So I say, like, let's say I wake up in the morning and I feel like I need something before I go and train. So that's the time when I feel like I'm hungry, and I've noticed which times throughout the day I'm hungry, and track that, and then see what, basically experiment on yourself, self-experiment, what you feel best doing. So tracking like micronutrients, macronutrients, time of day you're eating, how much sleep you're getting, all of that is very important.
So macros, macros, protein, fats, carbs, just so everyone knows, micros are all like the salts, everything else.
Electrolytes,
every sodium, potassium, all that stuff. Dude. So that, I mean, that's detail. And I would definitely say to everyone listening, and I know whenever I talk to anyone about like dieting, or especially gaining weight, because a lot of guys have hit me like, I'm skinny, or like, you know, I'm a hard gainer, and it's really hard for me to gain weight. the number one thing I tell anyone, first and foremost, is like, because I did this, spend at least a week every single day writing down everything.
Yeah.
Writing down how much protein, carbs, fats, and any other micros that you can get out of that nutrition label with everything else. Write it all down. And if after a week goes by, because what's going to happen, I feel like 90% of the time, 99% of the time, the person who's like, I can't gain weight, they'll write a week and they'll realize, oh shit, I'm not even eating close to enough.
Yeah.
Number one, like, I think, so whether it's you want to burn body fat and you want to get leaner, or you're a hard gainer and you say it's really hard for you to gain weight and you eat so much, because everyone goes, I eat so much, I don't gain weight. I'm like, just because you feel full does not mean you met what you needed for your body to gain weight. Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, but I'm full, so I eat so much, right? Yeah. I just have a shitty appetite where, like, my body's naturally, like, trying to fucking stay skinny. It's not trying to stay skinny. It's, like, not trying to eat tons of food. Yeah. It's like, oh, I get satiated very quickly.
Okay.
So those levels, leptin and ghrelin, that, like, my body's very, like, efficient with I've eaten enough and I feel full, right?
Yeah.
So everyone listening, spend a week, whether you want to burn fat, you want to build muscle, write down everything you eat, look at it, and then figure out, obviously you got to figure out what your BMR is, your basal metabolic rate, figure out how many calories you actually need day in, day out. Your BMR is going to be the thing that your body, even if you didn't do anything, like lay in the bed all day, your body needs just to function its organs, like just function properly, efficiently.
Yeah.
And then you got to add calories based on your activity, whether it be like what if you work a manual labor job or your activity in the gym, how many hours you work out. So you have to add all that up to figure out what's your number off that BMR, your basal rate. Like I said, that number that is just what you need at rest. And then figure out what's your goal. Like, okay, I want to gain this much muscle. Are you then adding more calories? So that's how you kind of figure out. That's the formula. Mm-hmm. And it goes both ways, whether it's losing body fat or not. But you need to know. And I think people just don't know.
Yeah, people just don't track. Like, I think, like, even some of my friends that I've tried to talk to about diet and stuff, they're just like, look, I'm eating so much. Like, I feel so full every meal, but I'm not getting any size. And, you write down what it is, and, like, I don't know what they're eating. Maybe basic bodybuilder diet with chicken rice, right? Which can be low calorie.
Super low calorie.
Because it's super lean, right?
Yeah.
So they're eating that. They're like, oh, I'm eating so much of this, and it fills you up fast.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I don't know, it's chicken.
It's nutrient dense, yeah.
Nutrient dense. But you're only really having, let's say, like 2,100 calories or something like that in a day.
Yeah.
Whereas you should be having 3,000 or 2,900 or whatever it may be.
It's super common, man. Like, that's one of the most commonly asked questions I get on the internet.
Yeah.
Is I eat so much. And I can relate to that because I was the same exact way when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing I keep trying to drive home is, like, it is important to pick, like, because certain foods are going to make you feel better, going to make me feel better. It's going to make us feel different.
Yep.
And everyone listening. And then understanding that and then being like, okay, where do you want to try? Sticking with that and then tracking it.
For sure.
And then on top of those three things is then listening to your fucking body. And so then you say that to people and they're like, the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, what are some ways, because I have some, but I want, because obviously I want you, from your perspective right now, because if people clicked on this video, they want to know your secrets. They're like, what is it? Just tell us about steroids. From your experience, right, what are the things that you paid attention to the most when you were, like, going through this learning process? And still, I guess you still pay attention to them.
With me, sleep is a huge thing. I mean, how much you're sleeping, like a lot of people will, I know, like, almost everybody has woken up some morning and felt like crap. They've just been like, okay, but they don't look at why they felt like crap. What did they do the previous day or before they went to bed? So what I really focus on is making sure that I'm getting enough sleep and getting good quality sleep, which a lot of people don't do.
No, dude, you know what, man? Last night, oh my God. Oh, I want to share this story. It actually has to do with exactly what he said, but I was like, the last two nights, I had a really hard time sleeping. I was like, fuck, what is this? Why is this so difficult? And it's like, I always know the fucking answer. And I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop being on my fucking phone at night. Yeah. That blue light is keeping my melatonin from not producing itself. And I'm literally sitting there, like, fucking scrolling Instagram, like, wondering why I don't have enough views or likes, right? Or whatever you guys struggle or stress about or whatever you guys are doing on Instagram. We all have different struggles. But anyways, I'm looking at it, and two nights. That was the last two nights. So last night I was like, fuck this shit. Turning my phone off at like 10 o'clock, and then I'm going to, like, lay down on the floor, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to relax. I put some incense on, you know, made it like super vibe in my room by myself. But I still, anyways, just super calm. I turned on, you know, my salt lamps. I felt real good. And I let about 45 minutes go by. So it's like, almost 11. So like 10:45, I'm like in bed and I'm super relaxed. I wake up this morning, I feel amazing.
Yeah, this is exactly it.
You got to pay attention to shit like this. Mm-hmm. And I would say number one is water. Yeah. Number two is sleep. Mm-hmm. And then all this other stuff that we worry about, like diet's very important, don't get me wrong. But I feel like water, obviously you can't fucking live without it. Sleep, you can't live without it. Diet, like you can figure things out. Mm-hmm. I feel like the most important things are drinking enough water daily. That's going to make you feel like a different person.
Yeah.
And then getting enough sleep nightly, that's going to make you feel amazing. Like those two things will change your physique, I guarantee For it, sure. before anything yeah. else. And then the diet. And then you get into all the niceties about what kind of diet, what works for you, how much, how often,
what
like
kind of training,
what kind of training. Those are things all come following. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so you seem to have mastered this at such a young age. And that's really impressive.
Thank you.
That's really impressive. But tell us the fucking secrets, bro. What are the fucking secrets, dog? You know they're out there. Like, we want the secrets.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. A lot of people want. Like one specific trick, right? They think it's just one thing. But nobody knows exactly how your body works other than you. You gotta figure it out. So staying consistent with one thing and seeing how it works for you. It may take a while, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but are just being real.
Yeah.
Is that it does take a while. Like, you've been training since you said you were 15, 16.
Yeah.
And
I'm about to be fucking 30 next. This what fucking day is it? Fucking like. 20 some days, bro. How many days, Steve? I don't know, Steve. I'm May 22nd.
Oh, that's where, right when we're leaving.
Yeah, I'm about to be fucking 30, dude. Holy shit. You're fucking, how old are you? Fucking, 16. God damn it. This motherfucker's almost half my age. Oh, shit. It's all good. I love it, actually. But you know, you're 100% right. Like, this is all the truth. Like, I've done so many years of doing this, and like, the thing that I realized the most is that no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what you do, like steroids, not steroids, all this shit, I think it's really important to tell people listening that all of it matters. Yeah. And people like to think that it's some one thing that, oh, if you just do this or you do that one thing, there's going to be some magic thing. The thing is, if we were all one person, then yes, we'd figure out what one thing works for all of us, but we're all not.
Yeah.
And understanding the individuality and all this is the most important thing, and listening to your fucking body. Mm-hmm. No matter what you do, no matter what path you take, no matter where you are, like, you need to learn, if you want to maximize your physique, what you feel like. When you're giving your body basically food, nutrients, sleep, yeah. water, these things, it's giving you feedback all throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And it's being able to listen to that, and like, how do you listen to it?
Yeah.
So you were saying a few things about how you do it, and then I probably cut you off with some stupid ass story. Something about age. But let's give them more insight on the things that you pay attention to the most.
Daily. Yeah. So right when I wake up in the morning, I make sure that, and I mean, supplementation. Sometimes you need to, like, sometimes you need to supplement the micronutrients and stuff, because you may not be able to get like enough from, I don't know, who wants to eat 3 packs of spinach a day or something yeah. like that. So making sure that you're getting those, like, I
thought you just popped right the cans away. And then just shot up, and you've seen Popeye, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you're very young, but that's, you still know he yeah, like just yeah. you just grab the can and it just shoots.
Yeah.
And it's just fat. That's not what you do?
No.
That's what I do.
So you got the secret trick then.
Yeah, I just, yeah. I got all the tricks, bro. I'm fucking about to be 30, damn it. I popped the thing and it shoots him out. It's done. Game over. Yeah, easy. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
So it's like, I can sit here and talk about this for hours, honestly.
No, I want to, the things that you focus on, that's, because that's what people can actually benefit from yeah. if they're willing to listen to this.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as we said, the sleep, the water, trying to think what else is specific to, just making sure that also eating frequency is a huge thing. So, I mean, a lot of people will eat 6-7 meals, right? Yeah. Which, I mean, is okay. You're trying to gain size. It's just a different type of diet. With me, personally, since I'm eating ketogenic, eating frequency is, like, a huge thing, is that you want to give your body enough time and your digestive system enough time to recover, because it's not just like, not just training that your body physically needs to recover, it's also your digestive system. So when I'm eating three meals a day, and then within a 12-hour period, that's what I focus on, is that I'm giving my body enough time to rest, I'm giving it enough time to recover, so that the next day I can come back and just kill my workout, eat the right foods I need to eat, and not feel like crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so not feeling like crap. I'm trying to think of the things that I do. Well, man, I've done a lot since I've gotten older. Do you ever meditate? Lifting's like a form of meditation.
Yeah, it's like, it's never really like targeted, you know? Sometimes I'll just relax and just focus on just whatever I may be and just doing nothing.
Yeah.
Or when I'm in the gym, obviously, yeah, it's a form of relaxation. It gets you.
Have you ever noticed, because you've been doing the social for what, like a year and a half now?
Yeah.
Does this fuck you up?
Oh, 100%. So I'm like, I mean, it's hard because, like, you're just, once your life is, like, once you do it a lot,
yeah,
you're just naturally, you're picking up your phone.
So, oh, bro.
Like, I mean, I don't know, like, comments, reading comments, looking at likes, looking at views, and it really can mess with your mind.
Fucks you.
So making sure that you just get the time to just be by yourself or do whatever you actually just love to do. Like, I know you just, sometimes I'm sure you just go in and just train because you love it.
Yes.
And I'm the same way, is that sometimes you just need to set the phone down, set the camera down, and just do it.
That's what, I know my answer to this. I wonder what yours is. When you do that, you put everything away, mm-hmm. Are your workouts better?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, oh, my so much God. Better. Oh, my. It's crazy because when I started all this shit, this wasn't a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was not a thing. Social wasn't a thing. I just trained because it fucking felt good.
Yeah.
And I noticed along my whole journey, like, that was the thing that kind of just kept me the most sane. And it was the thing that I didn't get to do the most, because it was always about then trying to make content, yeah, trying to get views, trying to get likes, trying to, like, further everything that I was doing. And I'm absolutely 100% grateful for everything that I was able to mm-hmm. create. And I want to make it better. I just noticed that there's moments where I'm like, fuck, a part of me wishes it could just be that way. But then again, like, that's life, and life doesn't work that way. It's like adapting to what you have.
Mm-hmm.
So how have you adapted to this new thing?
So the past 2 months, just before I came here, a couple weeks before I came here, I was in Spain for 2 months playing soccer.
Yeah, we got to talk about this.
I sat down, I still posted, just not as frequently. Like, right now I'm posting once, twice a day on my Instagram and then working
on posting twice a day? God damn! You're shitting on me.
And,
the fuck?
And, like, I've gone back into it, but I was there and I needed that period of time where I was just able to just focus on what I love doing and just training and just really developing my skill. And I just regained that love for it again.
Yeah. That's where I feel like I'm starting to get to, like, want to do it more.
Mm-hmm.
Cause at some point, if something feels like you have to do it, it's just like when you're in fucking school, you're like, the teacher's like, you gotta read this book. And you're like, fuck that book. But then your friend's like, yo, this book's dope. You should read it. What the fuck was I saying? Excuse me. Do you remember where we saw that? That was like
the audio messed up. They're talking on YouTube and stuff.
Oh, yeah. You went fucking viral. Yeah, that video went viral.
You, Larry.
Yeah, that shit went viral. Like, like 10 million?
Yeah, it's like 12 million.
12 million now.
It's crazy.
Dude. And then I was looking at your page. I was like, a lot of your shit goes viral.
Decent amount of it. Yeah, it's just...
Do you think it's just because the look?
I think it's just something, like, I mean... There's not a lot of kids my age fucking doing this.
I mean, there's a lot of kids your age. There's definitely not a lot of kids your age who do this or even, like, not at all.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like,
yeah.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Or one. You.
Yeah, so I really just don't, it's just something different, right? I guess people like watching something that's different and being original to yourself and creating your own content and not just looking off of other people's stuff. It's allowed me to develop my own personal confidence and skills and in the work I do and the editing, the talking, the filming, the training, everything.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, I love
it. But you enjoy soccer more?
Yeah.
So tell me about Spain.
Spain was definitely an experience. It was my first time going over to Europe, so the whole level of play was, like, completely different, right?
Were they better?
Yeah, they were a lot better.
Like, a lot better?
Yeah, like, a lot better.
Oh, shit.
So, it's just, I was training, so what happened usually was I would train three times a day.
Yeah.
Two times a day with the team, and then I do my own personal gym session just to keep
a... The two times a day with the team, what kind of training is that?
Usually it's either two field sessions, so that's like intensive cardio, intensive running,
drills,
sprints, drills, okay, all of that, tactical work.
And two sessions like that?
Two of those, or one gym session and one team session.
So what's it? How does a gym session with the team differ from your gym session?
A lot of it is just more for like functionality, recovery, and just
proprioceptive stuff, leg stuff.
Yeah,
okay. For sure. So, versus like bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a little bit different, but there's still some implementation of strength training and bodybuilding stuff, just to make sure your body's working properly and stuff like that.
Okay. What did you find most challenging?
Definitely playing with players from other countries, like. The academy I'm playing with is from Sweden.
Okay.
But we went to Spain, and there was kids from Canada, Jamaica, Trinidad, and in the States.
Yeah.
So, playing, me being a smaller player, playing against a 6-foot tall.
I was going to say, because soccer Trinidadian players traditionally are fucking tall, aren't they?
Unlike some of them, but a lot of defenders are tall, so... the physicality aspect was definitely something that was different and I wasn't used to.
Yeah, because the range on like someone who, you said how tall? Six
foot one, two, like
most of them.
There, yeah.
And then the range, like, because for me to reach to a ball over there, then you to reach to the same ball is different.
Exactly, and sprinting.
It's like basketball when you're like, you know, you're playing and then you look at the NBA and you realize, wait, like these guys are 7 foot tall and they go from here to here like real quickly, real differently.
Mm-hmm. It makes a difference for sure. But also at the same time, in Canada, where we play, the style of play is a lot more, like, we play with height, right, in Canada, rather than playing with skill. So even though these...
Wait a sec, you play with what?
With height.
Height.
Yeah.
Rather than playing with skill. What does that mean?
So,
a lot of... I don't know shit about... Yeah, I know there's a goal, and then everyone fucking yells goal when they make it. It's like lit. I don't know much else.
A lot of the coaches and managers in Canada will tend to pick the tallest players. So they'll put them up top and they'll kick the ball up and they'll run for the ball, like just like in sort of like in hockey. They'll just use the tallest players and try to get them to body everyone else off the ball. In Europe, it's different, where it's more about playing tactical and playing technical. So the ball's more on the ground and the smaller players
seems like more finesse.
Yeah.
So you're saying in Europe it's more finesse, in Canada it's more like it seems like physicality.
Yeah.
So you're used to that then? You're more used to that then?
Yeah, I was used to it, but the speed of play and the aggression from the players from the other countries was a lot higher.
Oh, shit.
A lot higher.
So what? Anything crazy happened?
Nothing super crazy. I mean, a few opportunities. So we played against this team called RCD Espanol, and it's actually like a first-tier team. We did pretty well against them. We lost, ended up losing 2-1. But still played pretty well considering we'd only been training together for a few months. I actually got the opportunity now. So I'm here for a month until the 22nd, as I said.
Yeah.
And then I'm back home for about a month. And then at the beginning of July, I believe, I'm going to be going over to Sweden to train with a second division team for a couple of weeks, or second tier team, which is like the second level, to train with them for a couple of weeks. And then I'm over to Portugal for 3 or 4 more months to do to training underneath SC Braga, which is like a first year team in Portugal.
So they're still fucking with you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how that goes, but obviously if they're still moving you around to go do this stuff, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's like it's a good thing because right now I'm in that stage where I'm trying to get just into the system, right? Like
pay your dues probably.
Yeah, and like
right?
Yeah,
okay.
So like going into training underneath SC Braga. Is like it's like an academy, right? So the route is directly to the top level, which is good.
Okay, so you're killing it then.
I think so.
I don't know. You can be humble, but I don't know enough to be like, oh, he's killing it, because I would just say if you were, but
I'm progressing.
He's doing good then. That's what this means.
Yeah, like there's still a long way to go, and he
still
has
long.
To,
of course.
Really get the attention of the scouts when he does get the opportunity, but he's definitely making steps in the right direction.
Right. My man, fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so you're going to be here for, like, another month?
Till the 22nd, till your birthday.
So when my... Oh, yes. Fuck. When my weak-ass arm recovers, which I feel like today, you know, no, not today. Maybe in like 2 days, it'll be perfect. We got to film some more content.
For sure, yeah.
We got to make some more viral content.
Some more 12 million.
Yeah, I'll be me, and then I'll come out with just a belt on and small shorts, and then I'll get a tan, and I'll be Larry, and we'll just film it. So it'll be like me, and then we'll film to the side, and then we'll cut it, and then it'll be me, but Larry me. And then also squat 300 more pounds than I normally do.
And deadlifts.
And then we'll make another viral video. Like,
slam your belt on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Throw the belt down. Yeah. And then we'll make another viral video. No problem. Man. This was awesome, man. I think this was better than the first one.
I think so, too.
We're
able to talk about it a little bit more, give a little more
detail.
Yeah.
All the secrets. The secrets. But I really appreciate you coming. I appreciate you doing this again.
Thank you for having us.
You're always fucking awesome, man. Like, I want you to know, your parents, I know your parents are awesome. I talked to them for a long time too. You guys are just super fucking respectful, super cool, about what you're doing. And I appreciate you coming, and I'm glad to call you a friend. And hopefully next time we do this, there's more that you come back. Cause one of these days, I want to put you on here, and you're like the fucking man doing soccer. Because that's what you really want to do. Yeah, it's the soccer thing.
Last time we were here, I was just thinking about going to Spain.
Yeah.
And then happened.
That's what I'm saying, man. I want one of these times to come on and be like, yo, I'm fucking signed to, like, you know, I don't know what it would be. Exactly. Yeah. That'd be amazing, man. And I hope you have that.
Thank you.
And I think, and I know just from some talking to you, you definitely have the work ethic. Like, if it's there for you, you'll get there.
Thank you.
So I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube, turn on the post notifications, check Tristan out.
Mm-hmm.
On all his socials, he got Instagram, he has YouTube. You can just Google Tristan Lee, you'll find it with a Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then, to everyone listening again, I'm going to be posting these once a week. I'm thinking, what day? Like Friday? Not Friday, Wednesday? I think every Wednesday. What do you think, Steve? Every Wednesday. Steve has helped me with this stuff on the back end, by the way. So shout out to Steve. I appreciate the help, man. I'm fucking back.
Yeah.
I'm all the way. You're going to see, too. Just wait. I got all the secrets. Anyways, I love you guys. I appreciate all the support. I'll see you soon.